I am.
So that's John chapter 10, starting at verse 1. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate, whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. And the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
Thanks, Shamil. Now, it'd be great if you keep that passage in front of you, whether it's on your phone or in your Bible, whatever it is. And I wonder if, did anyone spot, especially if you're not quite a grown-up, did anyone spot two different things that Jesus says, I am the? Stick your hand up if you spotted one of them. Ooh, anyone? We might have to go to the grown-up. Oh, go on then. I am the, oh, not quite the sheep. There was lots about sheep in there, wasn't there? You're right. But Jesus is not quite the sheep in this passage. Ariella? Do you know one of them? Not sure. Joshua, go on. I am the gate. That's interesting, isn't it? I thought he was a person, not a gate. I am the gate. And that was the trickier one, actually. The other one was, I am the good shepherd. Yeah, did you see that in the passage? Both of those things he says twice, actually, doesn't he? In verse 7 and verse 9, he says, I'm the gate. And in verse 11 and 14, he says, I'm the good shepherd. We'll have a think about the gate in just a moment, but we're especially going to think about Jesus, our good shepherd. God says, you know, hundreds of years before Jesus, I will be the shepherd. I'm going to look after them. And we're thinking, well, how? How is God going to look after us? How is God going to look after his sheep? Well, Jesus is the good shepherd. And the first thing we're going to see here is that the good shepherd knows his sheep. The good shepherd knows his sheep. Now, sheep pens in those days, I don't know if you know a lot about sheepfolds, sheep pens. Apparently what they used to have was big sheep pens on the hillsides or wherever it was in the countryside. And they would be, and lots of different shepherds would share the sheep pens. And that's where we have this stuff at the beginning of chapter 10 here about the watchman and coming in through the gate and that sort of thing, the shepherd coming in. So the watchman, the gatekeeper, would look after the sheep pen and keep the sheep safe in there. And every now and again, the shepherd would come up and the watchman would let him in and he would call his sheep Does anyone know how to whistle like that? Do that sort of thing. I can't really do it. And now it's gone. Shepherds are really good at that sort of stuff, aren't they? And the shepherd would come to the sheep pen, and you'd look at it, and you'd see hundreds of sheep, and you think, well, how does he know which ones are his? The watchman would recognize him and say, oh, I know you. You're not a thief. You're not trying to steal the sheep. You're the shepherd. You show your ID badge. You come in. And the shepherd would do his little whistle. I thought it was going to work that time. He would do his special whistle, and his sheep would come to him. The other sheep would say, oh, no, that's not my shepherd. My shepherd doesn't whistle quite like that, and his hair looks a bit different. So his sheep would come to him. Verse 3 says, the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. The good shepherd knows his sheep. If we're sheep, and the Bible says we are, if we're God's sheep, then Jesus, our good shepherd, knows us. He calls us by name. He doesn't just see a load of random sheep and kind of hope for the best and hope they follow him. No, he knows every single one of his sheep. So he would say, whatever your name is, Andy or Beth or Carl or David or Elspeth, he'd call you by name and he says, I made you, I know you. Before you were born, I knew you. I knew you when that bad thing in your life happened. I knew you on that really good day. I was with you and I knew you when you thought you were completely on your own. You weren't, because I know you. I know what you love and I know what you hate. I know you on good days and bad days. I know the real you. And I love you. Now you might think, I knew that before, I know that Jesus knows me, but when we stop to think about it, it is amazing, isn't it? He knows us inside and out. He knows even the very worst things about us. And he loves us. And he calls us by name. Maybe some days you're feeling down in the dumps. And you think, nobody notices me. Nobody really cares about me. You could think this if you're a child or if you're a grown up. And maybe people don't notice us sometimes. But Jesus does, doesn't he? Jesus knows us perfectly. He's the one who put the stars in the sky. He made the universe. He made the galaxies. And he knows you. Completely and perfectly. And he loves you. The good shepherd knows his sheep. But there's more. The good shepherd gives life to his sheep. He gives us life. So this is where we get to the bit where Jesus says, I am the gate. I am the gate. And we might think, well, now we're beginning to get a bit restrictive. Jesus is like a big shut gate trying to spoil our fun, trying to stop us getting out and experiencing the things we want to experience. Maybe that's sometimes the way we think about Jesus. Has Jesus come to stop us enjoying ourselves? To stop us from being the people we want to be? Have a look at verse 9 in our passage. Verse 9 says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. So you're safe because you're through the gate into the sheepfold. And then he says, he will come in and go out and find pasture. Finding pasture means the shepherd is going to take you through the gate so that you find all the things you need. What sort of things do sheep need? Not a lot, but they kind of need some grass to eat, yeah? They need some water to drink. That's about it, isn't it? They probably like it when there's sunshine and some space to run around and stuff. And the good shepherd opens the gate. Jesus is the gate. You go through Jesus and you find those good things that you need. Now, we need a bit more than just sort of grass and water, don't we? But the good shepherd has come to take us through the gate. Go through Jesus to be saved and through Jesus to experience life. And that's why in verse 10, quite a famous verse in the Bible, John 10 verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But here we go. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. It's the absolute opposite of trying to spoil our fun and restrict us, isn't it? Jesus is the gate and he opens up so we can have life to the full, life to the max. So not just some grass and some water, but everything that Jesus knows we need and we should have. Thieves and strangers want to cause us harm, perhaps. But Jesus is a good shepherd who wants to give us a rich and satisfying life. It begins now, knowing your good shepherd and trusting in him, and it goes on into eternity. Jesus will give us life forever if we go through him. Not just the best life now, maybe sometimes quite a hard life now if you choose to follow Jesus, but the best, most satisfying, rewarding life forever. That's what Jesus gives us. How can Jesus offer that to us? How can Jesus give us life forever? Even a shepherd can't promise that to his ordinary sheep, can he? But Jesus gives us life forever. Well, the answer is that Jesus gives his life for his sheep. Jesus gives his life for his sheep. In verse 12, Jesus starts talking about the hired hand, kind of like a supply teacher. Not the real shepherd, but the one you just get in when the shepherd's on holiday. And the hired hand, he's not the shepherd. He doesn't own the sheep. He doesn't really care about the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. The hired hand only cares about himself, right? But the shepherd cares for the sheep. He loves the sheep. You can't blame the hired hand for running away from danger, I guess. But Jesus will do the opposite. Have a look at verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. When danger comes, he won't run away and keep himself safe. No, he will put himself in harm's way to rescue us. Again, it says in verse 15, I am the good shepherd. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. It's not an accident that Jesus has to lay down his life. He doesn't just see a wolf coming and think, oh my goodness, didn't see that. No, he came and he chose to lay down his life for us. Jesus went to die on a cross, didn't he? So that we don't have to experience the punishment of God that we deserve, and we can have that full life that he wants for us forever. And so I wonder, have you heard Jesus the Good Shepherd calling your name? You don't literally hear a voice usually, but do you know that Jesus is calling you to be his own and he wants you to follow him? Maybe you haven't ever said, yes, I want to follow the Good Shepherd. Well, if you choose to do that today, it'll be the best thing you ever did. He wants you to follow him. He wants you to give you life. He wants to give you life to the full. Choosing to follow the shepherd sometimes will mean not choosing the easy life. Sometimes it will feel like everybody else is doing something that I don't think I should do because it's not the way the good shepherd is leading me. And sheep are like that, aren't they? You think this is a good way to go. This path leads you to some water or something. That path leads to a cliff and you're going to fall off. Well, the sheep will just wander off to the cliff potentially, won't it? Because it thinks it looks really exciting over there. The sheep aren't very clever. But Jesus says, come with me, and I will take you to life. Sometimes it will feel hard to follow him, but it will always be the best thing to do. Sometimes we'll hear other voices saying, come this way, it's better. But following Jesus is always the right thing to do, the best thing to do, because he leads us to life forever. So shall we pray to Jesus, our good shepherd, and thank him for giving us that life? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the good shepherd. We thank you that you are the gate, and if we go through you, we have life. We're saved. We thank you that you know us by name and you love us. Thank you that you died on the cross to rescue us and give us life. Please help us to follow you. When it feels like a difficult thing to do that, when other people are going different ways, please help us to know how to follow Jesus and live your way, knowing that you don't want to spoil our fun, but you want to give us life to the full. Lord Jesus, we pray it because you're good and kind, and because we love you. Amen. Well, what we're going to do in a moment is we're going to sing.